Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bad news. Sad news. Horrible news everywhere. We're sick of it. We find the happy news, the reason to smile first thing in the morning.
That's good news.
It's good news.
Ain't it good?
On KRC.
All right, what do you have that's good today?
Well, I'm sure you can imagine the panic that would set in if one of your dogs was stolen.
Sure.
But if you saw an animal that you believed to be stolen, would you have the guts to confront that person?
Yeah, it's a tough call. Maybe depending on the person.
It depends, right?
Depending on the size of the person.
Good answer. And how many people you had with you. This exact situation happened on live TV to a news crew. So in Boston, there was this news crew. They were reporting on the location of the crime about this stolen dog. The suspect returned to the scene of the crime, so to speak, with the dog. They spot this dog and they're like, is that the exact same dog? So here's a little bit of the confrontation between the reporter and the suspect.
He was just barking in the car, and I walked past the car, and I realized I thought it was supposed to be dog walking. It wasn't a kidnapping. It was just a simple mistake.
You didn't think to call the number on the tag?
I did, but then I tried using one phone. The phone was broken, and I just...
Hey, dispatcher, this is Juliana over at 7 News. I actually have the dog Titus and the man who said it was an accident that he took the dog with me right now.
I'm just glad that the person came back, and I'm glad that you guys were there.
Can you believe that?
And it sounded like he was making up his story as he was going along.
And not well. The phone was broken. I had a tin can on a string. But and the poor little dog is crying in the background. But can you even believe that?
Wow. What is it about criminals returning to the scene of the crime?
I know.
They just want to see what they did, the problems they created. They have to go back to see.
Or are they curious how much people know? I think that's part of it, too. Like, they come back and they go, oh, well, why is the news here? Let's hear what they say. How much do they know? Do they know it's me? And just that split second of the reporter realizing, wait a minute, that's the exact same dog. Yes.
Unbelievable.
I know. I just had to share that.